I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 57 of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. Of course, Big Homie JoJo, what's up? You good?
Yes, sir. I'm good.
Wow. We're going to get into your issues later.
Okay.
Big Homie Vanessa. Big Homie Nessa, what's good?
Ooh. Everything.
Ooh, looking amazing.
Thank you. Are you funny with me?
A little bit. Just a little bit. How you doing? Big Homie Tank, Pretty Boy Tank, what's good, man?
What's happening, my brother?
How you feeling?
Man, it feel good to be here. That's how it
feels. Hey, man, would you come? We fresh off 404 day.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
We had the homies in the building.
Yeah, man, it's time for that, man.
It's big time for that, man.
So, big time.
Shit, let's kick it to the first topic. We're going to go into the porch where we talk about everything going on in pop culture and society. So, let me scroll back up because I was in the wrong section. So, Uzi versus Miami. Y'all seen that shit going down on Instagram over the weekend? Mm-hmm. Lil Uzi going in on Carisha. Mm-hmm. Carisha Brownlee. What did we think about this?
She can do no wrong.
You a city girl?
I'm a city girl. I'm here for it. Period. Period.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Whatever cool. She does is correct.
Damn, okay.
Interesting.
I need to know what happened. What's
so
the place?
Basically, Uzi and JT are dating.
Right.
And I guess Miami had words for Uzi or vice versa, and they got the argument on Instagram Live. Mm-hmm.
And he called her a bitch.
I don't think he called her a bitch. I don't think
he called her a bitch, though. That's why her boyfriend went off.
Southside.
Okay, I seen that.
Yeah.
He was like,
I felt that shit was coming, though, because you're not finna argue with no woman that has a nigga behind her.
Yeah, that's
publicly.
Right.
And not have no repercussions for that.
Facts.
It would have looked bad if he didn't snap. That shit was expected.
Facts.
But what was the argument over?
Yeah, that's why I never caught.
I don't know what the argument was over. I don't know what the argument was over. But what I do know is a lot of people were mad that JT didn't step to Uzi because of how he was talking to her friend or coworker or how whatever their relationship is. I thought they were friends too, but when you see a nigga snapping at.
Uh-oh.
He did come back, you know what I'm saying, the next day and be like, that's my girlfriend. We was just playing. Woo-doo-woo-woo-woo.
That shit easy to say, but at the same time, like, goddamn. Like,
I mean, if that's the relationship and friendship that they have, they could talk to each other like that, then that's on them.
Yeah.
And if JT didn't say nothing, then obviously it happens probably often.
But they said on camera, okay, we're friends. We don't got to be friends, but da-da-da-da-da.
That's live, though. That's a whole bunch of bullshit you could say on there and get off there, and that's it.
So you think it was Cap?
I'm saying, like,
Cap Master, is that Cap?
Cap Master, it is Cap.
Yeah.
It is Cap.
With a capital K.
Yeah, ain't nobody finna be really, none of them mad in the situation. They ain't even mad for real.
Yeah, that shit ain't that.
It's publicity.
Publicity.
Not even publicity. It's just they just fucking off, fucking around, and
niggas
that's just
bored.
The argument, and the argument just so happened to be seen by everybody. Yeah. So it's like,
and Southside's the only one who took it seriously.
Well, he called my girl a bitch, so I'm going to say, I don't know what y'all got going on over there, but you ain't going to call my girl no bitch, so let me go.
Well, Southside also had words for Kodak.
Yeah, facts.
Kodak, well, other Kodak, not me.
Yeah.
Kodak is so fucking funny to me.
You like Kodak?
Yo, he's so funny.
He ratchet his
head. The way he was singing her name.
Carisha like, Brownlee.
Right. So, what he was getting at? He trying to bust something? Like, what?
First of all, I thought Kodak was engaged.
He, right?
Me too.
So is that shit dead?
I think it is.
I never heard that.
I think it was like fresh dog's head when he first got out. Yeah, he got engaged to, you remember, it was a,
it was a random chick.
Light skinned chick.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah, and it happened
like a prison pen pal.
And it happened like around Valentine's Day.
Right after Valentine's
and the
Day.
Chick who he got engaged to left her nigga to be with Kodak.
Yeah, for on Valentine's Day. They said she was with him on Valentine's Day, right? Or no, she's told the other nigga that she didn't want to be with him on Valentine's Day because she was going to be with Kodak.
Yeah, and the nigga bought him gift.
He recorded it and was like, I did it for my girl and she just going to go out and leave me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, woo! Sir.
The game is the game.
He played himself.
The game is the game, brother.
Damn, that's crazy. Man. That shit got to hurt.
Your girl left you for a nigga that didn't even care about her.
That's cold. Because she left her nigga for a nigga with money and clout. So now she's straight.
So was she justified for doing that
justified
shit?
Justified for what?
Leaving her nigga for a nigga with money and clout.
Some bitches definitely be like, bitch, I would have did it too. You know, I mean,
would
if
you,
he wasn't,
would you have done it?
I mean, it depends what I'm trying to do. If I want to be,
we talking about this stage. Are you single right now?
I'm very single.
Oh, so you can do what the fuck you want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, but if you got a nigga that like you and like say Drake slide in your DMs.
Yeah.
Who you riding with?
This sounds very familiar to what something that happened to me.
Ooh.
Proceed, my nigga.
Yeah, do share.
Do share.
No. I gotta drink the rest of my drink to share that.
Okay, well let's answer this scenario first. So you got a nigga.
It depends what she wants to do. If she's
Vanessa. If you have a nigga and Drake slide of your DM.
I'm fucking Drake.
Wow.
I'm crazy. Throwing that ass back.
You talking about Drake? That's Drake? Crazy. Yes.
Drake. Would you leave your nigga for Drake?
Would I leave my nigga for Drake? Like,
man, I would throw that nigga in the trash for Drake.
Yeah, like would I leave
She my said nigga? Leave.
Are you letting your girl come back if she go fuck Drake?
Yeah, you are.
Are you?
Hell nah.
But that means always competition, you know, and that's to the highest.
Competition?
That's to the highest.
So this is how it's gonna happen.
Let's not say Drake. Let's say like fucking Moneybagg Yo.
No.
Hell nah.
Love him, but no.
Okay.
It gotta be like something.
But even
like
Lil Baby.
No. We seen what happened. No, stop. Nothing.
I'm just saying.
Lil Baby. No, I love Lil Baby. I have no problem with Lil Baby.
Okay. So who are your celebrity crushes?
Drake.
Who else? We know Drake, because you ruined your relationship.
I mean, okay, if they're from Atlanta, I don't really have a crush on them anymore because, you know, like, we've been around it, we've seen it, we're good.
What you mean? So they were already in Atlanta, you've already been there, done that?
No, not been there, done that, per se.
I was just making sure.
She just
said,
like,
over
them, basically.
Over it.
But in a situation like that, when it's a girl and Drake and her nigga,
who's the Eminem?
This is how it's going to happen. This is how it would happen for me. First off, I'm going to tell my nigga straight up, Drake trying to fly me out.
Drake trying to fly me out. You going to tell him?
That's yeah, real. That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm going
to
tell him off rip. Like, first of all, because I ain't going nowhere without him knowing where the hell I'm at. So if I just disappear, like, yeah, I'm going out of town. First of all, who the hell you going
you
out of town?
You would tell him you're going there for Drake, sis.
Are you a real?
Yeah.
No, you're
real.
Like, sexually or, like, friendship-wise?
No, it don't matter. To your nigga, it do not matter.
None of that matters, right? Because
right.
In his mind,
no, you're right.
In his mind, I'm fucking him already. So his mind, it don't matter. So I'm telling him straight up, look, Drake trying to fly me out. I'm going to just tell him and see what he say. And he probably say some shit like, he probably going to say, do what you got to do. Or he going to say, if you leave with that nigga, I'm done with you. And
what nigga's gonna be like?
See,
do what you gotta
honest,
do.
No. Niggas, because honest, niggas who understand never, the game, niggas who never. Respect the game, niggas who know how it goes.
What's the fucking game when it comes to a relationship?
The game is.
What kind of niggas you fucking
you finna
with?
Go, you finna go be with Drake. Like, goddamn. Like, you finna experience some shit.
They cut my fingers off. They try
like,
to. Look
only
at
5% of the world has ever experienced. So, why would I be a hating ass nigga and be like, let me keep you from, let me, like, keep you from going?
So basically.
If a nigga respect the game, he gonna be like, I mean, shit, you chose that, go ahead, do what you gotta do. If that's what you wanna do,
So what type of nigga do you respect more? The nigga that be like, oh, I respect the game, all right, shit, do what you gotta do. Or the nigga be like, man, we done, don't come back.
What man does that?
I don't give a fuck which one you do, cause I'm gonna still go. And when I come back, you still gonna be there. So.
Hey, she's speaking that pimp shit, man. Church, man.
I have never dated a man who would be okay with that. I'm just gonna be honest.
Ain't no man gonna be okay with you going with another man.
Why would you tell the truth though?
At the same time,
because
why would you lie?
It depends on what
because
type of relationship
for
y'all got
every
too.
Reason
right,
you
that's what I'm saying. If I'm with my nigga, like now, we saying like right now in my time, and Drake slid in my DMs right now. I'm telling my nigga, Drake is in my DMs. He trying to fly me out, and I'm going.
Damn.
I would never. I would lie. I would say I'm going to go out there to see my auntie. Be like, we're in Canada. I'd be like, yeah. He's like, you ain't got a family in Canada. I'd be like, yes, I do.
So hold on.
But see, how long? The thing is, it's different. Like, how long were you with this nigga? How good do y'all know each other? Like, it's different.
That's
because
true.
Now, if this is nigga that I'm just now talking to, I don't have to tell him a fucking thing because I'm just now talking to you. You know what I'm saying? But if this is somebody I'm actually like with and I actually
love,
if I actually do love him, there should be absolutely no reason why I should be going to another city to see another nigga. Okay.
Yes. Well, if you're, well, listen,
that's true.
If you're going to another city to see another nigga, this shit is already over.
No, that's what I'm saying. So if I love you and all this and I'm doing that.
You don't love him.
I shouldn't be doing it.
You don't love him.
No, you can. Like, okay. My nigga can love me and still want to fuck Beyonce. That don't mean he don't love me.
Yeah. I believe that men cheat not because they don't love their bitches, for the thrill of new pussy. So what the fuck is the difference if a bitch want the thrill of a new dick, a rich dick, a Drake dick?
Because she's a girl. That's why.
No, you should be satisfied with my regular nigga dick.
This is the thing. Niggas gotta understand.
Because what if you fuck Drake and his whack?
Hold on, This is the thing. Every nigga
thinks. Do you want a regular pussy?
Hold on, Vanessa. Everyone thinks that when a girl goes out with a nigga, she automatically either is going to fuck him or that she wants to fuck him. That is not the case all the time, okay? Just because I go out with Drake doesn't mean I'm fucking him. Now, I done been flewed out before on a private jet with this one guy that I'm not going to say, that you're going to try to get me to say that I'm not.
Say it, sis.
And
tell us.
I literally, he told me not to pack no bags or nothing. I'm like, bet. I go out there, I already knew I wasn't fucking him. And I had a nigga at the time. And I told my nigga I was going. Oh, he was so pissed.
What happened when you came back?
Oh, he stopped fucking with me. Oh, my God.
You deserved it, you scandalous motherfucker.
But check this out. Let me cut me off.
You diabolical motherfucker.
But check this out. I told him, I said, listen, I'm being real. This is a real situation. I told him when it happened, I said, I'm going out here with this person.
That's some bullshit. Whatever.
And I told him, I'm not fucking him.
And he still
to this day, he think I fucked this guy.
I think
never
you did too.
When I tell you I went out there, I was supposed to be out there for a couple days. I went out there. We hung out for one day. The next day, he tried to hit that night. I was not with it. He had me on a plane the next fucking day. So, flew my ass right back. But I knew that
the
was going
to
happen.
The fact that you wanted to be in another nigga's presence.
That you wasn't going to fuck
it
him.
It sounded like I
so
know that
So what's the problem?
Too.
It wasn't a problem. It I didn't have a... The only problem him. Was... No, the only problem was with my nigga. Because to this day, he still thinks...
Why did you go?
What was your purpose of going?
Okay, yeah, so I was gonna say that too. A lot of times people think that women get flued out, their whole purpose is to go out there and get fucked. Nah. That's not the case.
My whole purpose is to get
you
money.
You have to get, not even get money, like, not even that.
That's what if I'm saying.
If some bitches that be out there, they go and they go try to get a nigga and they try to fuck them. Or they try to go be with a nigga because they're trying to get some money. Or you could be the bitch that just wanna go for the experience. That was me. So if I know I'm rocking with this nigga
this
who...
ain't no fucking field trip.
Shit.
Can Hakuna. You tell us
YOLO.
Where he flew you to?
YOLO.
Hakuna Matata.
What city did he fly you to? In the private jet. Can you tell us
no
that?
Words.
Miami. So...
That could be anybody.
Could be anybody, yeah.
Shit. We want to know so bad.
I know. But y'all have to understand that every girl who's getting flued out is not going there to fuck. She not... Y'all don't know what her purpose is. I just know me, when I go and a nigga asks me to get flued out... I'm going, first of all, I'm going to see who you are, what type of, like, what you got going on, because I'm trying to have a good-ass fucking time. You only live once. So,
that's
if
true.
I know if I have an opportunity Facts. To go and be on this fucking island that nobody ever knows, ever knew about, and I got all this fancy-ass shit around and all this shit that I would never experience, I'm going to go and I'm going to do that.
So, I got a question for you, though. Would you have done it again, knowing that this man that you were seeing, that you were dating, would not trust you again? Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, cause she like fuck that nigga now.
Yeah, I am.
Period.
I am gonna do it
this
again.
This is hot girl summer shit. I'm
gonna do it again because no, you can't say it's
That's
a hot girl summer because
shit,
somebody wants to fly this girl out. That does not mean that she going and she fucking and doing all that. It's just like you getting flued out is me going on a date. If I'm getting flued out, I'm going on a date. It's the same fucking thing, except you got a nigga that's going, his bracket of dating is taking you out to eat, taking you to the movies. Then you got this other nigga, his bracket is, oh, we finna go to this island, we finna go do this, we finna go on this yacht, and that's our date. And
so
then you go back to
what
you're
doing.
I will do the same thing, but I ain't gonna be honest about it, period.
Both of y'all trash.
Those are dates.
So hold on, so my next question is, at what point do you stop accepting the flyouts when you dating a nigga and you really like him?
When y'all really
like, when you ain't getting money out of it.
When your nigga ain't cheating on you no more.
How you know
when
that
ain't
though?
No money involved.
How you know when he ain't cheating?
So okay, let's say you married. Like, are you still gonna accept the fly out?
No, hell no. I would never even be in a relationship with a man, like be married to a man if I'm trying to be with another man. I would never do that.
Would you?
If you
married and shit, Drake try to fly
married,
you out?
Married, nah, married is too far, but I never been married, so maybe.
So, yes.
So, I don't know yet.
So, yes.
So, yes.
Pretty much. That's
I don't
that
know
is a
yet.
Yes, Jim.
It is what it is.
I mean, married is like, look, I'm 27. I don't have no kids, never been married, never been engaged, never got that far. So, I don't know. I would either have to be dissociated from the relationship, from the marriage, in order to cheat on, like, my husband. That's the big deal.
So, basically.
But men be cheating,
you,
though.
You basically
so
had
probably.
To be, quote, unquote, mentally checked out.
Y'all, I'd have to be mentally checked
y'all
out.
Y'all gotta understand that all niggas cheat. All niggas
y'all
cheat.
Believe that?
All niggas cheat.
Let
and
me
they,
say something to
who
that.
Hurt you?
Hold on. Let me finish. Let all niggas finish. Cheat. And just like Carlo said in a past episode where he said you just gotta pick the better nigga of the word of the bad niggas. You just gotta pick the best of the ain't shit niggas.
Okay. Let me
go. Hold on.
Go ahead. Finish. Go ahead.
Niggas is gonna cheat once, maybe twice, whenever. Women know that niggas are cheaters. They're gonna always be cheaters. They know that. So in the back of their mind, they still gonna have that little feeling of, okay, well, he cheating on me. So if this nigga asks to fly me out, why am I continuously being faithful to this cheating ass nigga and missing out on the opportunity of a lifetime,
I got two
basically.
Two things to say to what she said.
All niggas cheat, have cheated, put it like that. But all niggas don't cheat. Every relationship.
Let me break it down for y'all.
But they
men
will.
Are what their nah, situation allows. Men are what their situation allows.
What does that mean?
Period.
That's fair.
So basically,
that's
yeah,
facts.
I feel that.
What,
yes.
what does that mean?
So if a man's lifestyle, say he the ugliest motherfucker you ever seen in your fucking life, I can name a few of them, I won't. But say it's one of them. If their situation, meaning their financial, whatever they got going on, you know, personality-wise, if they got that and not the looks, they're still gonna fuck the baddest bitches you done ever seen in your motherfucking life.
Yeah, because they let them do it.
Because that's what their situation allows.
Any nigga gonna
now, a
do,
man
any
who
nigga
ha-
gonna do whatever, know what I'm saying?
I know a lot of men with money. Right. A lot of men with money, personality ain't there. Nobody want to fuck you. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, we get it. It's we know that niggas with money is going to fuck off because they get temptation, you know, left and right.
Left and fucking
and
right.
And they cannot yeah, keep,
that's
you know, their dick
is.
In their pants.
Yeah.
And regardless of whatever type of female that you, you know, that they may have in their life now. I won't say that niggas, I would say niggas will be cheaters up until they get to a certain age. I feel like
no,
when they get
it
older.
It doesn't fucking matter. I disagree with you. I will respectfully disagree with you. It do not matter what age a nigga is. If his dick gets hard, he fucking. And even if it doesn't, he likes the allure of having a beautiful woman next to his side while he had dinner at the gas station.
Are you
some
speaking
bullshit.
From experience?
No, I'm telling you. I've seen a lot of men. I've done a lot of things. Now,
like
her experience might
her.
Be different. I'm not saying she wrong.
No, I feel what you're saying. But
I'm
speaking off men the age of like 50.
They can't wait. Those are the main ones.
That's
those are the main ones. It doesn't matter to them. Because they're at the age where they're like, damn, I'm not the youngest motherfucking, flyest motherfucking.
So now I got to pay for
best
pussy.
Looking. No, but the young ones pay too. But what I was saying was, you know, they definitely want to be like, I need to have a young, good looking bitch, bad bitch with me so that I can affirm to myself that I'm still him.
Hey, man, a wise man once said, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I know that's right.
Look what that money make a bitch do.
Mm-hmm. That's what they said, huh?
Shout out Young Noodle.
shout out Young Noodle.
I'm telling you, it beat them 50. I love it. Let me tell you something. The main cheaters are the ones in relationships.
How do you know? You be
she's
helping them cheat.
She's speaking from a lot of experience.
No,
that's
facts,
though.
Like, she said the cheaters.
You be helping them cheat, Vanessa?
I'm trying
what?
To tell you.
Huh?
What was that?
You be helping them cheat.
I don't know.
You got a sugar daddy?
Would you fuck with a nigga
I got
that
sugar
you...
daddies who's younger than me.
Yeah, those they do.
And it's
trigger.
The ones who got something to lose. If they ain't
them
got ain't nothing to
daddy,
lose, they
tricks.
Ain't never gonna
yeah, them
do nothing.
Yeah, those are different.
You talking about like that?
They gotta have something to lose. They gotta have babies. They gotta
hold on,
have
hold
girlfriend.
On. Young
wife.
Niggas are
oof, girl. They definitely cheated.
I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and she was fucking with a nigga. Like she likes this guy. She was liking him. She was talking to him. Boom, he ends up being engaged. Didn't he tell her? Didn't tell her he ended up being engaged. She still like him. She still wanna fuck him.
The best pussy one.
Listen, wait, say that again.
Listen. She still wants to fuck him even though he's engaged. I'm like, but friend, he married. She like, no, he's not. He's engaged.
Is she getting something out of it other than dick?
Hold on, let me finish. She's like, I just wanna fuck him. And I'm like, well, friend, you can't just fuck him now. Cause now he got a whole fiance, so now he gotta come off some. Now he gotta come off some. Cause at first she was just gonna give him the pussy for free before he was engaged. Now so he's engaged. Now it's like,
why he gotta come off something now?
Cause now you got something to lose.
You gonna
blackball
this nigga? You gonna blackmail this nigga?
That's how life goes.
That's fucked up.
You got a fiance and you try to fuck on me? What you gonna do for it?
The only men who are spending money on pussy.
That's literally how it goes. Like, that's literally how it goes.
Are you threatening to break up happy homes out here?
No, we don't want to break up happy homes. Hey, we want to get what's rightfully deserved to us.
No. I told her don't fuck with him because he's married. She's like, no.
That's the best part.
And now he got to come off.
That is the best part.
This brain is back.
Men don't pay for pussy.
Point.
They pay to have the bitch leave quietly.
Oh, man.
So if you want me to leave quietly, give me some money.
Listen.
Hold on.
Every relationship, man, don't cheat. Let me tell you why. Because cheating is a rich man's sport. Niggas can't afford to cheat.
Man, let me tell you something. Now it's getting personal. Now it's real personal. Let me tell you something.
That's what we
want. Hold on. Take another sip. Mm-hmm. Take another sip. There we go.
Let me tell you something. I was in college. The way I paid my way through college was I was also a leasing agent. And I got my rent for free because of the building that I was leasing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I started fucking my next door neighbor who happened to play football. Anyways, loved him so much that I decided I need to quit my job because, anyway, it was too much. I was in love with him. He told me one day, he was like, at 10 p.m., he was like, I have a project I need to do. I need to go to class. And I was like, oh my God. He's like, can you drive me? I'm like, yeah. He dropped me off. I dropped him off at this house. Turns out I dropped him off to have him cheat on me. I dropped him off at a bitch house.
How you know you wasn't the person that he was cheating on the other person with?
Exactly. You might have been the side bitch and you didn't know it.
No, it was definitely some side shit because I'm that bitch. But no, I went to the University of Wisconsin, okay?
Go Badgers.
It's the thrill of new pussy. Men will cheat for the thrill of new pussy. It ain't gotta be good.
They gonna cheat on you for some new pussy and then cry at home at night when he can't get your pussy.
How was your experience at University of Wisconsin?
I definitely stood out. I don't know if it was good or bad.
How'd you stand out? Because I like, you know, I like college football. So because
I've always had the same personality. I'm loud. You know,
I love football. So, you know, Wisconsin was
one of those schools. I love football. It was one
How
of
much did
schools.
You love football in Wisconsin?
So much.
You love the players? Or
I love the players.
The balls.
The balls.
What did you do?
No, the University of Wisconsin was a good time. It was a good time.
What did you do? How did you stand out of there?
How did I go?
I'm asking because I feel like you leave a part of the story out.
He's trying to say what made you stand out.
With you and the team.
Besides your personality.
Okay, next question.
Right, he's trying to come for you.
We're just trying to get the history.
Yeah.
Look, my cheeks are turning red. I'm embarrassed.
You shy?
My God.
You had fun with the football team out there?
I mean, listen, there weren't many black people. I'm attracted to black men, and you know, it was some of the athletes that was black, so what's up?
Oh, so they got some of that yummy?
Maybe, I don't know. None of them are good enough to talk on, so.
And that's on period.
And that's on.
So you was fucking on the special teams players?
Yeah.
Don't play with me.
That's crazy.
I was.
Kick out!
It don't matter. If I like them, I like them. If they're good, I like them. If they're going to the league, I like them. What's that?
You got any? We're going to talk about that later. Nothing. We're going to talk about all that later. Let's talk about the hot girl summer.
Let's talk about it.
It's hot.
Because everybody put away.
Yeah,
the hot girl summer goes on throughout the year.
Allegedly, but it's not, you know, just the season. Your leader, the hot girl leader's in a relationship now, though. Okay, so can you have a hot girl summer, like a real one, while you're in a relationship?
I mean, she said that she was gonna have a hot girl summer, and then her boyfriend was gonna pick her up immediately.
Hey, man, some of the shit you be doing during a hot girl summer, you can't do while you're.
How about
in a
this? Hold on. What is the definition to you?
To you
as a hot girl summer? Go.
Just basically,
or
like,
a hot girl.
Hot girls just be doing whatever the fuck they want, right? That's the definition.
That's not broad enough. Doing whatever she wants.
Yes, she doing whatever she wants to do. No, she's not living by any guidelines. She's just doing her.
Well,
you tell me what definition is.
No, I'm saying that's not broad enough. You saying doing whatever she wanted to do. What do you mean? Like, I could do whatever I want to do, and that could be
not in a relationship. Hookah. Not in a relationship.
I'm saying Tyler. Me doing whatever I want to do is, it could just be me smoking hookah and hanging at the crib.
Because you got to remember, that was her definition. Like, the public tried to make it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Different definition.
Let me tell you something.
But
there's
she came
a man,
out to chain that shit up, though.
If there's a man who wants to keep a hot girl, okay, they like how the hot girl look, they want that type, but without the personality, without the tendencies, then pay all her fucking bills on time.
How would she
don't even have her ask for the fucking bill. Have it paid.
How was she paying her bills before I got here?
Exactly. It don't matter. You don't want to know that because obviously somebody else.
So if you want a wife, I'm fucking with an adult that does not have the ability to take care of themselves.
Pretty much.
Okay.
See, now you asking for too much. She got to have a fat ass, a fat titties. She got to have good nails, good hair. That's too much.
It's multiple. It's different kind of women.
It's too much to maintain yourself.
And you got to be able to pay all your own bills. I know you fucking lying.
We're talking about fucking adults here. We're talking about grown ass women.
Yeah, that's what you're
an adult.
What you talking about?
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about being with adults.
Okay, check this out.
What you about to say?
Check this out.
But all a rich man
hold
would
on,
never
hold on,
worry
hold
about
hold
it.
On, hold on,
he got it.
So,
period.
Just because a woman expects a man to pay all her bills does not mean she's broke. Does not mean she ain't got her own money. Does not mean she don't have her own income. That just means if you coming, that's how you gonna have to come.
Come correct at all times.
If you gonna come, that's how you gonna have to come. That's how you gonna get me. If
that's
you,
what
if
she that's, said.
Yeah.
If that. If you want me, not me speaking personally, but I'm just speaking off women's behalf. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you gonna come, and that's how you gonna get most women. If you come, like, okay, I'm gonna pay all the bills. You don't want them to go outside. You don't want them to do this. You don't want them. But that's if you put boundaries on all the, like, putting boundaries on these women. You putting boundaries, then okay. So now what? Okay, so you want me to stay in the house? You don't want me to do shit? Pay all my bills. I don't personally believe in that. I would love for a nigga to pay all my bills. But I would pay all my own fucking bills. But if a nigga coming at me,
So if a nigga approaching you in 2021, the first thing he got to be able to do, you got to know if this nigga can take care of your bills.
If he can't, it's if he has it.
Okay, listen.
If he has it.
I'm not just talking to a nigga for his money. No.
I am.
I'm not doing
it. I'm that one.
Okay, with me.
There's a whole bunch of them out there like that. They better have enough money to do that
because that ain't going to work if you don't.
Go ahead.
With me being a grown-ass man, I understand that. You know what I'm saying? To be taken care of. But why is that?
Why is what? Why do women feel like men should take care of them?
Yeah.
Can I answer that?
Go ahead.
Women are meant to, what is their fundamental role? Their fundamental role is to have children. We're talking about basic shit. We're talking about basic
shit. Go ahead, finish.
A man's role is to protect and provide. If a man can't protect and provide, you gotta go.
Can I?
If you can't provide, period, you gotta go.
Can I respond?
Period.
Can I respond?
I'm into traditional roles. I'm also here for the CEO woman that want to be that boss bitch. I'm here for that too.
Can I offer my
don't
rebuttal?
Get it twisted. But the fundamental role. Let's talk about the fun. Men can't have babies.
Okay.
Can I offer my rebuttal? It is not the 1950s anymore.
And I'm not saying every woman got to be like that. I'm saying
it is not the 1950s anymore. Yeah. Women are
earning shit.
I can't wait to reply to this.
Women are earning shit. Y'all, women are getting their own bags anymore. You know why? You know why your grandma?
And I am not one of those women.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
You know why, I am not you know one why of those your, women,
baby. You know why your granny and her and the great-granny and the great-great-granny depended on niggas to do that shit? Because they literally could not work. They was not getting bags like women are getting now.
I can't even. My head hurts.
We can't talk about these outdated motherfucking old motherfuckers. Protect and provide. We're not cavemen anymore.
You want to carry the babies?
Let me add a sidebar to that.
Proceed.
Let's say I'm doing all that, right? What do I get in return?
A bitch who is loyal, who wants to.
You're not. You leave for Drake. You're not loyal. You're not loyal.
We're talking about different situations.
We already know you're not loyal.
We're talking about different situations.
We already know you're not loyal.
Okay, wait. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Because now you portray me. I just want to know what I get in return. That's an honest question.
What you get in return is,
yes,
you get a woman. You get a woman that's, first of all, your best friend. She gonna always hold it down. She gonna put you before she even put herself. You're gonna genuinely have a partner.
You would leave for Drake too.
Have a partner.
Man, I would leave for Drake. If you ain't doing it right, I would leave.
These are totally different situations. If I got this man and I'm rocking with my man and I love him and he's providing.
Guys, shut the fuck up and take the back seat and I say goddamn thing. If he providing, but providing is a lot. It's everything.
Providing ain't much.
Listen, let me ask you a question. I want to ask the men this question. What is it that you feel a woman can do for you? Let's start there. What is it that women can do for you to make you feel like you have a perfect relationship?
Okay.
What is it that a woman can do for you?
You started off right. You know what I'm saying? Saying like, you know, best friend. That's really what niggas need. If you a grown ass man and you handling shit, the only thing you really need is a friend. Straight up. Because at the end of the day, you handling everything. You ain't got no time for the other shit.
Right.
That's the only thing you need is somebody, hey.
But women be asking you to take care of bills before you even tapped in as friends. They're like, bitch, I don't even know if I like you
but
that much.
But that's because them bitches are the bitches that you need to not fuck with. Yeah. You just know who to fuck with, who not to fuck with. Now, let's not get it twisted. Them bitches are out there. They out there like that. Of course, why not? Because niggas make it that easy. Niggas come at bitches like, I'm gonna tell you a story. But bitches come, niggas come at bitches like that with money off rip. So when it becomes so easy, it's like, my nigga, all I wanna do is get money. All I wanna do is save my money. All I wanna do is stack my money. So I don't even know you. And you ain't offering me shit, but here go a nigga who I don't know either, and he offering me everything. So why would I not talk to him so I can stack up my bread? You get what I'm saying? Bitches, it's different bitches. Then you got the bitches that's genuinely out here looking for a husband, somebody they could be faithful to, somebody they could be loyal to, somebody that they could give they all to, have a family with, and all that type of shit. That's what I'm on.
Me too.
Like, there's different bitches now. There's different stages of bitches, too. You got to go through your different... You got to go through your different stages. You got to go through them different stages. Yes. Once you hit certain ages, you know, you go through different stages. I'm not saying I've always been the one that's like, oh, I'm looking for a man. I'm being loyal. I'm so faithful. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, I done had them times to where, like, nigga, you better not approach me if you ain't got no bread. Fuck you talk about.
That's life, though.
I'm still at that point, sis.
To where, like, I don't even want a nigga to approach me because there ain't shit you could do for me.
Hold
like,
on. So, hold on. Let me ask you a question. What's the minimum a nigga need to bring in a year to fuck with you?
That's a very, you have to change your question because that's very,
I don't give
you're
a fuck.
You talking about a nigga got, you saying when,
how much is he making or how much am I making off him?
No, how much is he making? How much is he bringing in a year before
you meet him?
It doesn't
matter. Let me tell you something.
You saying he gotta have
matter.
Money.
What she's saying is it don't matter what he's bringing in. It matters what he's giving her.
What he does.
Because I know men who are, they got a lot of money.
But that don't mean
But that can. Doesn't mean anything. Right. Listen, you might as well be fucking a bum. And he might even treat you better if you're not getting shit from the rich man.
Oh no, I'm saying, but you know he.
You might as well fuck listen, the bomb, and he's gonna be nice to your ass.
Vanessa, what I'm saying, I get that. What I'm saying is, let's say you fuck with a nigga, and you know he gonna break you off.
Yeah.
You know he gonna break you off. I'm saying, how much does the nigga that you know?
He ain't gonna break me off more than the scammer gonna break me off.
But how much does the nigga minimum does he need to be bringing in a year for you?
To be 100% faithful.
Yeah.
There's no minimum. It's am I secure in my situation.
Okay, so if a nigga give you $15,000 a year.
What?
That's what I'm asking.
What is
Okay, well how much would he need to give you a year?
For you to it would take a while for me to calculate it.
So there's no set amount?
Yeah, cuz that's kind of like a broad question. I think right? I think like, what it is a nigga got to have, this is what a nigga got to do basically. Have enough money to pay all the bills.
Pay all your bills.
Your
and
bills,
his bills
and my bills and
well, I don't know how I look at it is when I say
my
pay
daddy
my bills,
is a provider. So I'm not going to say my mother's bills, but say my daddy wasn't a provider, which he is. You better have enough money to pay for her shit, too, to be honest. That's how I feel.
Your mom?
Yeah, period. Anybody
so
I
So, nigga,
for,
you dating got to take care of your mom, too?
If that situation were to happen, yeah. Period.
What the fuck?
I'll take it that far.
What,
I mean, if that's
at?
What I want,
if that's what she wants.
He got to take care of your sister, too?
What her nigga at?
If I had a sister, he going to have to take care of the sister, yeah.
Where your mama nigga at, though?
That's so funny.
If what? I got a best friend who going through some shit, he gonna have to take care of
he gotta pay your best friend bills,
gotta
too.
Gotta pay her bills, too. Fuck you talking
hey.
It's not about, it's not about really about if he would or not.
That did.
I would never ask that from a man. That however, did. If I did ask, I would need him to be okay with
nah.
that.
Okay. I could see that.
Mm-mm. You can see that.
No, what she said. She if said,
she if, now we never ask
she said if she yeah. said she not going to expect that off rip, but if she's fucking with a nigga and that she
and,
tells,
and the situation was
know,
serious, I would he would have to be able to,
he would
have
to be okay
be
with
willing.
That. I mean, but that's any, I think that's any relationship, though, that you with a man and if
hey,
y'all together.
No.
Yeah.
What guess what? Those women, right. Those women have niggas.
Where they niggas at, man?
These women
I
have
niggas. I don't know that. I ain't got a nigga right now. I'm completely single.
Wait, everybody's parents don't have a nigga. Like, there's women that
she got a she got an uncle. She got a brother. She got some other family member.
My uncle, brother, cousin, second cousin.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Let me
aunt.
Let me let y'all know.
Need help, and I ask you if you tell me no, it's done.
Hold on, one second. Because I think y'all just really got, I really think y'all just got shit fucked up because y'all really think y'all know everything, but y'all really don't. Because
we're trying to
there
help
are women,
out.
There are women who are parents who don't have like a man, you know, figure
y'all.
In their life, regardless if y'all believe that or not. That's true.
78% of black children do not have a father
nah,
figure in their
that,
life. 78%.
If that nigga is there or if somebody is there. My mama got a nigga. She asks me for money all the time. Guess what? Sometimes I do. Sometimes I be like, nah, you got a nigga.
Okay,
fuck
but you
and
see,
this is my mama and I love
but you
my mama.
Just, but you see
nah,
how
it's
you went
nigga.
But
you
just
see
her
asking you for something.
But
yeah,
you just see
I
how
do.
You just said.
But it's boundaries.
But you guys have
if you don't set
them
boundaries, people gonna
you
goddamn miss
to,
your ass like a cat.
Boundaries.
Time,
I'm glad
man.
You said that shit. Boundaries.
No,
you gotta
hold
set boundaries
on.
With people, man.
Okay.
You
let
heard
her
how you just said that. Why should you give your mama some money if she got a nigga?
I said...
Are you crazy?
Hold on, wait, hold on.
Hold
on,
no. Say my whole statement, though.
You said your
I said
mama
my
called
mama,
you and asked
my mom,
you for
if my
some money.
If my mom and Kai asked me for money, I'm going to give it to her. But if she keeps making it a habit...
No, that's not what you
what?
Said. What
that
you
ain't
said.
What he said.
That's
that
not
is
what
I said.
Said.
That's what I said. I didn't use those words, but that's
what you said.
That's what I said.
It don't matter if she do make it a habit. That's your mother. She raised you.
No,
you have a different relationship with your mother when she
if she got a nigga, what the hell that nigga doing over there?
No, okay.
No,
he's a provider.
No, I'm
no,
trying to.
He is a provider.
Right. No,
well,
so,
gotta get rid
I'm trying to prove another point.
Hold on.
I'm trying to prove another point. What I'm saying is, you clearly just said, if she got a nigga, why is she asking you for something if she got a nigga that he's supposed to be provided?
Yeah.
Okay, if that's how you feel, then what the fuck is the difference between me or her wanting a nigga to provide for us?
I ain't
if you
no
just
wrong
said,
with that.
I'm
saying
know
you.
That's right.
I ain't say nothing wrong with that.
Yes, you
yes.
did.
No, I did.
Earlier
I,
you
I,
said,
I,
why should a man, why do y'all feel like a man should provide
yo,
for y'all? You
yo.
Asked that.
I'ma be quiet.
But
now.
Did, is that saying something wrong that I was asking a question?
Why he said why is the nigga not taking
yes,
care of business?
So a
nigga is supposed to take care of business.
Okay,
it's
the same reason.
That was
okay,
a question.
Why do I feel like I need a nigga to provide
was,
for me? It's
I was
the same
intrigued.
Reason why you feel like a nigga should be provided for your mama. The same exact reason.
They and as
exactly.
they
exactly. I ain't
right.
say nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
You talking about?
I didn't say that there was nothing wrong with it.
Yes, you did.
Men feel a certain type of way as soon as they are asked to step to the plate.
People don't know how to comprehend sometimes.
Who don't know how to comprehend?
The world, Craig.
Well, I comprehend
well,
exactly
know how
what
to
you
comprehend.
Said.
Don't
what
you
was your? You got your topics ready?
Yeah.
So I had a quick question.
She got a quick
question. First of all, fuck that. I have a story to tell.
Go tell a story, sis.
All right, so I was at this restaurant.
Funny. It's fuck.
She's silly.
I'm trying to hear the story.
I was at this restaurant, right? And I go buy my food. My food was like $40. I was doing like takeout. Mm-hmm. So I go up there. I'm looking through my purse. She told me how much it was. I pull my money out. A guy walks up behind me and says, wire $14,000.
Oh, that's so corny. That's the shit that began me. Right? That is the shit that pissed me off.
Hold on, I'm not done with the story.
No, I know. That shit just pissed me off, though.
So he goes and that's what he says, right? And off rip, I'm like, he was so close to me, I dead ass thought he was talking to me. So I looked over my shoulder like, the fuck? And I heard him say that, and I'm like, here we go. Gave her my money. The lady gave her my money. I'm about to walk out, right? He stops me and says, oh, you finna leave? I would've took care of that for you.
Ooh. That happened to me! I'ma let her finish, though.
Hold on. So I'm like, sir.
How about you reimburse me, sir?
So I did that to a nigga before.
But
I told
you got
him
Cash App and PayPal,
bitch,
and Venmo.
I wasn't finna do that with you because you already a whack-ass nigga for coming up behind me talking about some, yeah, transfer $14,000.
You said this to him. Exactly. Did you say this to him?
So, no, I ain't finna say nothing to that whack-ass nigga. So
I would've had time.
I get ready to leave, right? I get ready to leave. He like, I do real estate and I do this and I do that. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that's what's up. He's like, yeah, here, take my business card. You know, take my card. He couldn't find his card. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go.
He ain't got no card.
And he like, no, just put my number in your phone real quick. Put my number in your phone. And I'm like, all right, cool. Give him my number, right? Don't intend on using it at fucking all. I get in the car and he texts me and says, what'd he say? What that nigga said? Oh, what you doing? I'm on my way to the bank.
He fucked up on every level possible.
Look,
he's so uncomfortable. He over here feeling uncomfortable for dude.
We are. Every nigga in the room has secondhand embarrassment right now.
That nigga corny,
I know he was lying.
Everybody in the room got secondhand embarrassment.
And y'all
right
wonder
now.
Why women really be out
here's
here.
Here's the thing. That could have went one in two ways.
I didn't ask you for none of this. First of all, you lying. You ain't wiring shit. Then he had the nerve to come out and get in a fucking 2000 Honda.
Listen. That nigga suffered from LDS, man.
She what is said
that?
What, the
is,
whole
oh,
thing.
What does
she
LDS stand for?
Little dick syndrome.
Oh, that's a real thing. I love really little like, dick syndrome.
I got
love
homeboys
it.
Who
I love
suffer
it.
From that
it's
shit.
Good.
At the same time, like, you know when it. You know. Yeah. Nah.
Ain't no pause. I love
ain't no,
that shit.
Ain't no pause, man.
I love when a nigga got
you
little dick
syndrome.
You can
tell, goddamn, when a nigga, know what I'm saying, got to use his bank account to stand on, know what I'm saying, some shit he lacking for.
First of all,
and then he's gonna show you a scammer account and show you $18 million.
No. First of all, that nigga didn't have none of that money. That nigga was broke. First of all, a nigga with money, he not finna come at you like that. Not like that.
Exactly.
Any man
you gonna walk up behind me, nigga.
You
was first of all, who you was on the phone with to tell you that you was
most
telling
niggas?
Wife,
most niggas I know that got money don't move like they got money.
And most niggas gonna talk discreet as hell, like yeah, and they don't want nobody. To
nah, this nigga
they're
came,
overcompensating.
He came like
yeah. Put $14,000 in his bank. Yeah, why that shit?
That happened to me at
I'm
the
dead
Walmart.
Ass, I'm dead ass
at
right here. He like this. Yeah, go ahead and transfer that $14,000. All right, yeah, to the account. All right, yeah, gotcha.
Okay, I'm gonna break you off too just for sending that shit.
Your shit's still on the home screen.
Exactly.
Still on the fucking home screen. He older, and he was older, so it's like, okay, I understand. Like, but you definitely, first of all, strike one was, oh, wire $14,000. That was strike one. Strike two was, oh, I was going to treat you. Mother, you
somebody
reached
out. Somebody out this pollution for the ears.
No, a nigga, no. How you going to be right there and tell me you was going to pay for my meal and you was right there? Saw me pull the money out, obviously, because you own the phone over my fucking shoulder, hovering over my shit.
No, that's so annoying.
Strike two. Strike three, I waited for the nigga to get in the car so I could see what kind of car he had.
Period.
I'm like, let me see.
Period.
Let me just see.
Let me see what that nigga talking about, man.
Let me just see.
Period.
That nigga talking about Nathaniel.
And I'm just sitting here like.
Yeah, poor guy.
Damn,
poor guy, he did that to himself. Why do you have sympathy for the
because
guy?
Because he obviously has low self-esteem.
Yeah, he got real low self-esteem.
And he has to
shit.
Live like this. This is his life. He got live capping. This is his
he
life.
Probably seen
he got a master's.
He never seen before.
He got a
He's
he got
like,
a master's
God,
degree.
Damn, I got
he got a master's
shit.
Degree in capping.
But I don't What I don't like, though, what I honestly, listen, guys.
There's never a good kind of capping. Get that out of your head.
Hold on, yeah, it is.
Okay, what's the good capping?
And this coming from King Cap. All
right, I need to hear this. What's a good cap?
Slick, the originator of the cap.
What's the good cap?
Okay, the good cap is, say for,
I'm waiting.
Say for instance, right, I got my own podcast, right? It's called Club Real Atlanta Podcast.
What is it?
Club Real Atlanta Podcast.
One more time?
Club Real Atlanta Podcast.
You see it right here? And my boy Kodak invited me on his show. Guess what? I'm cross-promoting. That's capping.
I love that. You should have brought all of us that's a cup capping. Like that.
That's yeah. good kind
of
cap. Yeah, that's a good kind
that.
Of cap.
That's not a cap.
That means
I
cap my
that's
way
marketing.
Into another type of situation because Kodak has viewers. I don't have any viewers yet because I have not launched my podcast. I just cap my way into a whole new situation.
Let me cap my way into podcast. Your podcast.
Hold on. We're going to get to that. But anyways.
Never mind. No. Keep going.
It's a bad type of capping, which, you know what I'm saying, what she was talking about, basically.
Oh, about the nigga?
Doing that's it for no reason. Much.
He shouldn't have
I'm going to honestly say that those type of niggas I do not like. Okay? Yeah, I do not like a nigga that, to... I know, like, women be like, oh, yeah, he got all this money. He came up to me. He said, this is what... That's how you supposed to come for me. That's how you supposed to come for me. No. I'm on a whole nother different type of shit. Like, if you trying to approach me, you trying to talk to me, please... Do not come at me about some fucking money, about what you gonna buy me, about what you gonna do for me. Do not do that shit because I will cancel your ass. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck how many songs you came out with, how many balls you done caught, how many dunks you done threw down. Do not come at me like that because I will look at you as a goofy, as a lame ass nigga. I will not respect you as a nigga because that shit is whack. I got my own money. I don't need your money. That shit is whack. So off rip, when that nigga came up behind my ear and said that shit that he said, off rip, I was like, ugh. Cause that shit is disgusting. I'm not saying I don't want a nigga with money, but you know what I'm saying? Don't try to buy me. I don't want a nigga trying to buy me. Like, don't try to buy me. Like, I cannot
because
be bought.
you have a certain type of idea about what type of woman I am if you come to me with some money. You
I don't like that.
You're not gonna go up to a regular woman and be like, oh yeah, I got millions in the bank. Oh, and I'm gonna pay for this. No, you're not gonna do that. So
now you just said a nigga gotta pay for your mama, your sister.
I did say that, but you ain't finna come up to me and be like this, that, and the third about me having money. No, I don't like that.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Just be cool, be smooth. If you got money, shit, you know that'll, you got money.
So
a
nigga
gotta
be 6'5", he gotta be smooth.
Yeah,
he gotta have 200 million in the bank. He gotta have a doctorate. He nigga, what the fuck y'all bring?
I probably fucked niggas who are 4'10 to
cook?
7 foot.
You fucked a nigga that's 4'10?
Can you cook?
No cap.
Can you cook?
Absolutely, I can cook.
What can you cook? We need
oxtails,
specific.
Macaroni and cheese, crab cakes.
I highly
lobster.
Doubt you can cook oxtails.
Are you crazy?
Cap alert.
Are you crazy?
Cap alert going off.
Why? Why is the
cap?
Look at my elbows, okay? I got the thing.
You absolutely do not have the auntie
maybe
elbows.
Maybe I.
You see the auntie.
Hold your arm. Touch right here.
Do not have the arm.
Yes, I do. The fuck?
That did.
I can cook.
Nah.
Bring a plate next time.
I don't like how guys will sit there.
Exactly. I don't like how you did that.
Hold on 1 second. I don't like how guys will sit there and be like, judge a girl and assume that all she want is money. Like, I don't like when a guy approaches me and thinks that I'm unapproachable because I look good or my necklace or my bag is nice or, you know, now you feeling like the only way that you could come at me is, with some money. Now, I'm not saying I want a broke nigga. No.
Definitely not. Well, certainly not. We don't want it.
Because I want a guy to match what I'm bringing in. I would want him to match it.
I got you. Okay, I just want to
And that goes back to the word comprehension. Because people don't know how to fucking comprehend shit. Like,
elaborate on that.
Women want a provider. You know what I'm saying? Women want somebody to take care of her, but don't come in leading.
With the money.
With my man.
You know, and that is a problem. I agree with you.
I would like for my man to pay for all the bills. If he got it like that.
Yeah.
If he does, then go ahead. Because I'm going to hold I'm going to hold the house down to a T. Kids, everything clean, wash, whatever the fuck you need, boom, I got that. But if my man don't got it like that, I'm not gonna. I would want him to pay for it, but I'll go half on bills and whatever the fuck. Like, when you're in a relationship, you guys are partners. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You're not supposed to just be take. Because I wouldn't want no nigga to do that to me. Please don't. Please don't take from me. Because I'm not going to do that to you. Please don't. So, yeah, I feel like when you're going into a relationship, boom, y'all just go in. Y'all go in on it. That's how I would do it. But I would love for my nigga to take off all my bills if he could. Please do it.
She knows what she's talking about, man.
No, she's right. Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
You got another topic?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay.
Talk to the people.
So, first off, okay. I was on Instagram and I saw this article. I guess this woman found out that her husband was cheating on her.
Mm.
So, she cut his dick off and flushed it down the toilet.
Yeah, that's too far.
Right?
I seen that. Yeah.
That was a minute ago, right?
First of all, why didn't the dick clog up the toilet? Number one, I don't know who she was fucking with.
That's
number two,
realistic question. Yeah.
Number two, what is the craziest? What was the craziest thing that you've done to your significant other when you find out they was cheating? Like, what is the craziest thing?
Oh my god, let me think back.
That like your craziest reaction, like. Who bought that out of you? Like,
if y'all, if any cheaters are on the show today, what's the craziest thing somebody's done to you when they found out you were cheating?
Yeah, either or.
I got a story.
Because I want to know. What happened?
I found out one of my exes was cheating on me.
With?
Somebody who, you know what I'm saying, I kind of had an idea of what was going on.
Were y'all
on.
Cool? Nah. You and the dude?
Okay. I didn't even know the nigga.
Oh, okay.
You was jealous?
I knew other niggas.
You was disrespected at this point.
Nah, yeah, I felt disrespected at that point.
Okay. And then what?
So, I just took down a couple of her friends after that.
So that was the craziest thing you've done?
That's so malicious. Why would you?
I mean, I'm a player.
So first of all, obviously, I'm a player.
I'm a player. I done had the crazy shit done to me. You see?
Right.
So
you got to explain that, too. That
felt comfortable enough.
Oh, what's the situation? You know what I'm saying? Of course, I DJ in Atlanta, so.
So you was caught cheating.
It wasn't necessarily cheating because we weren't in a relationship.
Okay, you was called fucking off.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even fucking off. It was just, you know, she was jealous.
You was called dibble-dabbling in another bitch.
She wasn't, know what I'm saying, getting the shit no more.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying, like, me and my new thing at the club, I'm getting ready to go to my car. Security, like, hey, man, you can't go to your car right now. I'm like, why? They said, man, Shawty blocking your car. I'm like,
she blocked your car. Oh, this was after you fucked her friends.
I mean, nah, this whole
this is a different story. Situation. We talking about two situations.
Yeah, this talking about when the crazy shit happened to me. So, shot her blocking my car. I can't, know what I'm saying, go get in my car. So the girl I'm with, security like, man, y'all just go out the back door, go to the side. We at the Libra on Gresham Road, man. We go out the side.
This is real Atlanta shit,
yeah,
now.
Atlanta
what's the name
shit,
of the podcast?
Man, Club Real Atlanta shit.
Club, this real Atlanta shit.
Podcast, man. But anyways, we walk out the back door, right? So I put a towel over my head. We at the red light, Gresham Road, I-20. I see the car that she's in. She is a passenger, I think. Three of my homeboys are in the car with her because they needed a ride. You know, this was before Uber, Lyft, and shit. So, and they stayed in the same area. Man, tell us why this girl done chased me down Gresham Road.
With your homeboys in the car.
With my homeboys
That's
in the car.
Embarrassing.
I'm talking about real shit. With my homeboys in the car. Down Gresham Road, Clifton Springs, all the way around. So automatically in my
Your homeboys in her car.
Yes, two of my homeboys in the car. I'ma call them out.
She
too,
recruited
man.
The ops.
Nah, I'ma call them out too, cause they've been waiting for this moment. Shout out to my boy Pierre Montana. I think Viz was in the car too. But anyways.
Viz pool party?
Yeah, you know Viz.
Yeah, okay.
I think he was in the car too. I can't remember. They text me. Don't come home. I'm like, what?
Man, they were your roommates?
No.
This the whole,
how
this
did they
homie.
Know not to come home?
No,
they was just in the car.
They were in the car.
Yeah, I'm sure something happened.
She wouldn't take them home. She done took them to my house. They waiting outside my house. Damn. They texting me in the back seat like, don't come home. Please don't come home, bro.
Oh,
please.
God.
We trying to get her to go home. She won't go home. Long story short, I didn't go home that night. Me and Shawty, I think we had maybe one. Yeah, we had another incident where she tried to throw a bottle at me at the Club Libra. Same shit, Libra.
Damn.
But the we Libra. Cool as hell now, man. The, shout out to you, man. She know who she is when she sees
the Libra. So, the Libra's legend. Hold on, Vanessa, you want to go?
No, you
where?
Go.
You want? tell your story?
No,
I said you want to tell your story?
Tell your crazy story.
No, we're talking about the club.
No. That's okay, original Atlanta shit. So going back, I've never had many serious relationships, but the last serious relationship, well, one of the last serious relationships I had, you know, was the ex in college. And you know what? Every bitch he fucked, I fucked her too.
Damn.
What?
Ooh.
I fucked her too.
Is that the craziest thing you've... I'm confused.
Yeah, and then I would show up at practice time. I fucked your bitch.
This happened at University of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Who was
he
nigga?
Mad about that though? No, I'm not. He
in the league now?
Yeah, but it would be weak for me to even say anything about him.
So you just did it behind his back and he don't know until right now?
No, I did it so I could tell him.
Oh.
So you come to practice.
So you was being revengeful.
Yes.
Vengeful, nigga?
Revengeful?
Vengeful. That's the word.
Yeah, no, what she said.
Revengeful.
Is that not a word?
Revengeful.
No, the word is vengeful.
I thought it was vengeful.
Man, I could revengeful is not a word?
No.
I don't think so.
He would be texting his homies because I had his iCloud password. You know I'd be on that. That's the shit I was on back then. Okay, you log into my laptop.
Is he like good in the league now?
I mean, you gotta be good to be in the
what league.
Nah.
The like, NFL, he's in the NFL.
There's some sorry niggas in the NFL.
There's a whole bunch of special teams.
Yeah, but they
don't
gotta look up Wisconsin special teams black guy.
I could be a special team.
Not special teams.
What position you play? You at least you give us that.
It's that gray area.
What's the gray area? Was he
no, fat? Y'all not doing this to me.
No, you could just tell us so we don't gotta do all this guessing.
Call the police. Someone said key the car. Stop.
What they been
revengeful is a
you
word.
Do you want to talk?
No, it,
thanks.
Is it?
You really Googled it?
Yeah, because you weren't finna try to clown me on
right,
this podcast.
Yeah, right.
Revengeful is a word.
So, vengeful is the better word, but revengeful certainly is a word. And don't question her whether she say a word or not.
No, nah, we're talking about you. So,
yeah, so that's how you got back.
Who is this nigga?
No, I'm not going there. It wouldn't even be way be lame if I said his name.
You still keep in touch with them girls?
Hell no.
You still keep in touch with them girls on weekends?
Sometimes.
So what about you, Kodak?
The lamest shit that somebody done. Oh, what was the question?
What thing? Like a
chick.
Y'all want to see what somebody did to me the other
somebody
day?
That you found out
he tried to
cheating?
Cut my fingers off because he thought.
Hold on. How the fuck you don't go with that story
exactly,
first? What
like,
the fuck? Wait a minute. We're going to go back to you.
Yeah, go
you
back,
said, what
man.
Was the question?
No,
fuck that. What? No, let's go to that now.
He
what
tried
you
cut
said?
My
what was the question
off?
Again?
Who tried to cut your fingers off?
This dude.
This a random
cause
nigga.
Was cheating? Because you were cheating.
No, because I was texting a nigga and he said, you ain't finna be texting niggas around me.
What?
I said, what are
you
talking
about?
How did
you not lead with that?
I got the craziest video of it. I was like, what the fuck? He had a butterfly knife. He said, whatever the fuck. I don't know what was
you left-handed. You a lefty? Southpaw? Left hand?
No, I'm a righty.
So why the fuck you texting? You text with this phone? Like,
poor minds are poor decision makers.
That nigga dumb as fuck.
Poor minds
he
are
was
poor
drunk
decision
too.
Makers.
Like, I'm sorry, because I was like, even
man,
if you,
he came
even
out with that
do,
butterfly knife, I said no.
He came out with a butter knife?
Butterfly knife, that shit said.
Oh, he a chef.
Like a pocket knife?
I said, oh no. No, it was doing things, girl. I don't know what it was.
I don't know about a butter knife.
Okay, I'm going to post the video after. No, I'll show you guys.
That,
there was
that,
blood
yeah,
everywhere.
That.
You would have thought
was
somebody
so he literally was like.
So he cut your fingers off because.
He's like, I'm going to try to cut your finger off, but I'm strapped. Don't play with me.
I was going
to
say, I hope you, man.
I'm
please,
licensed
man.
To carry.
Can we talk about the nigga that keyed your shit?
Wait, you never told your story of what happened.
Yeah. No, because she got some shit crazier than mine. This is the last one, I promise you.
No, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. What happened? How did this come
so,
about?
So, the unnamed.
I'm going to say his name.
Don't say
his name,
his name, then I'm not telling his name.
All right, well, go
I'm
ahead.
Telling
the
story.
One who shall not be named.
Tell the story. Right. Tell the story.
So, I was cool with this guy, right? He comes to Atlanta off, and I used to be a bottle girl.
He's in the NFL.
I used to be a bottle girl.
He just won
and
the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Tell the story.
And you know he's always
know,
been
right?
cool with me. He's always been
here.
Cool with me. Oh
like
shit! They kicked me off live because you said Super Bowl, bruh.
Oh well, fuck them.
Nah, come on.
Tell the story, man.
How are we supposed to know you can't say Super Bowl on live? That's so random.
Tell the story.
No, that's not random.
Hold that on. Is random. Super Bowl.
You can't say Super Bowl. You can't say Mars Madness.
No, there's certain things I can't say. I'm telling you, there's certain things that certain people can't say.
Yeah.
Oh, certain people.
No, I promise you.
I didn't know that. I apologize.
Now I'm shadow banned forever. Now my Instagram is getting deleted.
You done did some other shit to be shadow.
Yeah, this wasn't the first time.
It won't let me. It
but
won't let me get
tell
back
the story,
on.
Kiko.
All right, so
So tell the story about the Super Bowl.
About the leather dick.
Talking about the Super Bowl.
Me
nigga.
Too.
Okay, I didn't know about that, but go ahead.
The leather what?
Huh? I know a leather dick when I see a when I feel a leather dick. I know what a leather dick is.
So this nigga was using a strap on you?
No, it was just like he had enough money to get. Listen, I wouldn't make
he
this
enough
up.
Money to get his dick done.
I'm not going to say anything that's untrue. That's one thing I don't do is I don't lie, I don't steal.
Hold on, answer that question, though. He got his dick done?
That's how I feel, yeah.
So was it good, though? Was it good dick?
It wasn't going in my pussy.
It was too big.
It wasn't going to happen. I just knew it was leather. I didn't like the... It was fake. A fake dick can't go inside my pussy.
So tell us about what this nigga did. This
all right, so shit. I know him, and he knows me, and we're good friends or whatever. So he was like, you know, I just went to the Kansas City, the Chiefs. So he just went to the Chiefs, and he's like, I had
this was last year. So he's with the Chiefs.
And not this past season, but the season before that.
Okay, so this past season he was with the Bucks. The season before that he was with the Chiefs.
Right. So. Gotcha. So,
you might as well
say his name then.
I'm trying to
tell
you.
Shut up. No, don't say his name.
We're not going to say his name.
So I'm just like, he's like, I know you have a real estate license. Find me a house out here. Flew me out, whatever, first class. It was nice, whatever. And then, yeah, so I got there. And the next day, he's like, drive me to practice. So I drive him to practice. And that day he gives me the criteria of what he wants to find in a house. So I found that shit. Okay. There were like 20 homes. So he picks.
So you're a real estate agent too?
In Wisconsin, not in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not going to even say that, but yeah. In Wisconsin, I have my license. So I find the house. Anyways, I pick him up from, practice. I'm ready to turn up.
You're ready to get some leather dick, huh?
You want to go out, you want to party, you want to whatever. Okay.
You know, at least get dinner, drinks, you right, know, right, vibe. Yeah, we want to vibe, do something. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to watch the Packer game in the TV.
You want
to
watch some film.
Yeah. In the room, and he wants to do more film. He wants to do more film. I'm not here for the fucking film. I'm over here dying. Like, no. So I go downstairs, all right? There's two white older men from Alpharetta. I'm having a great time with these older men. They're talking about, yeah, this bottle of wine is on sale. I'm like, that's great. I love it. Buy it. I'm putting it all on this man tab, right? Obviously, the room. So
you had another...
No, I was at the hotel lobby in which he was staying because he doesn't have a house yet. He just got...
And you was downstairs getting a drink. He was in the room.
Yes.
And the nigga bought you something, you said? And you
No, there were two old white men, and I was trying to be impressive at this point. I'm drunk at this point.
And you bought them something to drink off another nigga's
No, they were like, this bottle's on sale. And I was like, okay, I'm going to buy all the bottles.
And you put it on another nigga tab.
I put it on the tab upstairs.
And you gave it to the niggas that was sitting next to you.
No.
They were rich white men. Okay,
continue.
This hotel is very upscale. Okay.
This in Atlanta?
No, this was in Kansas City.
Okay.
Only very wealthy people go to this hotel. So I'm at this hotel with these white men. Suddenly, after an hour and a half of me not coming down upstairs, going back upstairs, he comes down. Never mentioned his name to these white men, whatever. So he comes downstairs. He's like, oh, what are we doing? Was scared immediately. I was drunk, but I was scared shitless immediately. So I'm like, okay. So these
you
white men
he was
are
gonna beat you up.
I don't know what I thought at this point because it was in the media that he does stuff like that, and I was like, I'm not the one.
Oh shit.
So he's like, he was very personable, very, you know, charismatic, whatever. So they give him the cards. They're like, whatever house you buy, you know, we got you. Because they're like, I don't know, they're brokers, something going on.
They do real estate too.
He's like, let's go upstairs. Vanessa, I said, okay. I was happy because I thought, you know, everything's okay. We get in the elevator. He grabs my phone. He go, bah!
Damn. What? This nigga broke your phone?
Bah! He broke my phone. I pick it up. It's like all these little lines on it. I'm like, I can't even, no, it's like to the point where you can't read anything. So I'm like, okay. I was like, you finna pay for it. He said, no. Now, let me tell you something. I've never stolen anything in my life.
I'm not a thief. I know who it was.
Yeah, okay. You sick motherfucker, right? Whatever she said.
Can we say his name? If you don't got to confirm it. We can just guess.
I know who it was.
Who was it?
It's this
was it McCoy?
This,
well,
you know this shit just real shady.
It's real shady. This is real shady.
It sounds shady.
It's some shady McCoy business. But anyway, so he.
I don't know. Forgot.
Mr. Shady broke your phone.
So I was like, something happened. I don't know what his name was. I forgot. But what I was saying was, so we get to the room. We talking about, okay, let's cuddle. So
he shatters your phone, and then he wanted to cuddle.
Did he want to cuddle for real, or did he want to choke you
So
out?
There was, I don't know what was going on. That's why I was scared.
Hey, what's
so there was this guy.
What's Jeezy label?
CTE.
What does that mean?
You know football players be getting concussion, CTE. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. Especially running backs.
Yeah. Ooh. But what did he do to your car?
Kodak, what's your story after that?
Wait.
Oh, so, no, we gotta go to this car story.
So I'm like, oh my God, yeah, we're gonna go cuddle. I pop an Adderall. I'm like, I ain't going to sleep. So I go in there and I'm just like, my eyes are open like this.
You stayed asleep the whole time?
Night. She stayed up. She took I stayed Adderall up. I had to stay up. Was on.
So you were afraid? You were fearful of your life?
I was fearful of my life for sure. Wow. So at 6 a.m. he gets up, you know, he goes to practice, whatever. So I'm looking around the room, what can I take at this point? What can I take?
You were just trying to steal?
Period. Because he broke her phone.
And you're not going to pay for it.
She just said, like, he broke my phone and he wasn't paying for it. And she was like, okay, I don't steal, but nigga, you're not finna just break my phone because you and your feelings and
she woke. She woke up and chose violence. She said, what can I steal?
I chose all types of violence.
She said, what can I steal?
Motherfucker, I chose terrorism at this point.
So the question is, what did you steal?
So...
And it better equal up the same amount. You better not have walked out of there with like.
So wait, so he just got there. So he had one bag with him. I look in the bag. There's two Louis Vuitton sweaters. He still got the tag on them, and the receipt is there, and he paid cash. It was too perfect. So one sweater was like $10.50. So two of them were like
$2,100.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is going back to the store at Atlanta.
Sold that shit back to the store.
Yeah, shit had to go back to the store.
What did he do to your car, though?
So, after I did that, that same day, there's a concert or whatever.
We're still in Kansas City, right?
No, we're in Atlanta. Okay. I'm like, the fuck home?
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, go ahead.
So, okay, I had went back with the sweaters, went to Lennox, traded that shit in for the money. I'm back in my house. My friend come over. It's that type of vibe, and we're going to this concert. So after the during the concert, I get a call from my neighbor, nosy bitch, Vanessa. Oh my God, what happened? There's a halfway smile on the bitch face. I'm like, okay, nothing happened. What are you talking about, Vanessa? Look, that shit say fuck you across the whole motherfucking car. Down there's no way this nigga could be in Atlanta doing this shit. Hey, the same person he paid blah 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 to do blah 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 to blah blah blah. He did that shit.
The story
to
we saw, it was, man, whatever the story was in the news a few years ago.
I said, oh, he for real. That shit was so deep. It was done with a knife. It said, fuck you. I said, well,
that's some shady shit.
So did you get it? I mean.
She did it herself. She showed it to me.
Now I spray painted that shit. I don't give a fuck about that car.
Shady, you wilding. You wilding.
That shady person was wilding.
So, my story?
What happened to you?
The crazy shit, like, man, I don't really got a story because I stay away from crazy people. Like, I'm fortunate, like, a lot of the people.
He loves the crazy people.
No, I'm fortunate, like, a lot of people that I fuck with from social media, like, have never leaked any of our experiences on the timeline for the enjoyment of other people. Cause I'd hate that shit. Like, don't be telling people what I be texting you about. I be wanting to be freaky in public. I mean, in private.
I mean, he said public. I mean,
I be thinking sometimes your damn tweets be meant for texts when I be reading them late night and shit. So
I be fishing.
Fishing for drama.
For hoes.
Damn. I think the craziest thing that ever happened to me. Ooh, I got a couple. One, my ex found out let's just
tell us, girl.
My best friend at the time was pillow talking with her nigga at the time and told her nigga that I was cheating on my nigga. Now they were.
Were you?
Yeah.
Why would your best friend do that shit? Because
she wasn't my best friend, obviously.
She was jealous.
She was a righteous. She was a righteous individual.
She wasn't righteous. She ended up telling me why. She was like, "I was jealous of you, and I just don't."
Now nah, fuck that bitch. We had a lot.
It's
shit.
Crazy because I did a lot for this girl. I'm talking about she had nowhere to go. I let her move in with me. I got her good with her family.
Wait, so somebody that was staying with you snitched on you?
Man, I let her move in with me. I got her back in school. Damn. She was bad. She was real bad with her family. I got her back good with her family.
Yeah, she was like. Jealous.
And she dead ass crossed me to a whole nother level. She was the only person that knew any of this. Even the nigga that I was cheating on my nigga with didn't even tell his friends
you're
that we was
cheater.
Fucking.
Nah,
a
but
cheater.
It,
habitual
yeah,
cheater.
Because her
I
nigga
used to
wasn't
be a cheater.
Doing it for her.
I was cheating because I knew my nigga was cheating. I was always I was a cheat back person. I was a cheater, but I didn't cheat.
Every
first.
Woman is a cheat
but
back.
I cheat back.
Karma.
So
karma is.
I used to. I used to, because recently I realized that, damn, I'm not cheating back. But listen, that's what happened. She ended up telling my boyfriend at the time that, you know, I was cheating. And my nigga at the time, I ran track. So he lived across the street from the track.
In shape.
She's a runner.
In
shape.
She's a track star.
So he calls me right before practice. He's like, I need you to come over.
Your nigga wants you to come over?
Did I hear that right?
I'm asking you.
So what you did?
Hold on, because I did hear that right. But anyways, let me finish telling you. Yeah, he told me to come over. I'm like, well, I'm getting ready for practice. He's like, I advise you to get over here now. And I was like, oh,
he advised.
Shit. Yeah, he said, I advise you to get over here now. So I'm like,
he advised you? Oh, that's how
I get
bitch
over there.
Get in charge. He gonna advise me.
Hold on.
I'm
go
sorry.
Over there. I pull
that was
up.
A trigger.
And he's outside. He got his hoodie on. He's shaking and shit. Next thing you know, he get up. He got a gun in his hand. He just start waving it. I'm going to kill these niggas. You got me fucked up. You think you finna just be out here? Da, da, da. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? He like, your friend told me everything, this, and that. Start throwing my shit out. Now, we didn't live together, but, you know, in school, he had a dorm. I had a dorm, but it was like off
he
campus.
He throwing your
like,
shit out. That's too much.
He threw my microwave
that's too
out at me like.
We damn. Need the microwave.
Across the street from the track. So.
So your peers are seeing it.
Yes. So oh I'm sitting God. There picking up all my shit off the ground like, oh my God, he done broke my microwave. Niggas that came outside
you
like, you're not
it.
Supposed
you
to be out
cheater.
Here. He cheated on me first and got his ex-girlfriend pregnant. So what
oh,
the fuck
wow.
ever.
Ew.
Anyways.
Could have just
oh,
left.
He fucked up. Floor, oh, he gonna feel that hurt for 18 years, bitch. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's what took place, and I so
even
then I go to practice.
More.
I'm sitting there, I'm stretching, I'm at practice, I'm stretching. He walks in the middle of our practice as we're getting
oh
ready.
Oh, my God.
And he just goes like...
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, fuck, he's going to kill me. Like, I'm so fucking nervous. We got into a whole big-ass thing. He almost got expelled. He had a semester left before
what
he graduated.
He started
this is college
drama?
I went to.
This college
I went to, yeah.
I don't want
to
get too much... But oh my God, like it was
that's
crazy.
Too much.
But and then the craziest thing that I think I've encountered was I had a girl chase me.
A girl chase you?
In her car, yeah. Like she like
was you in your car?
I was with so
the girl
I was
chasing
with my
me,
nigga.
The
I was
one?
With my nigga. The nigga that, the girl that he cheated on me and got pregnant, she had already had her baby. She went to go drop her baby off.
What?
I went to go visit him. We in McDonald's line, drive through line. Okay, I'm minding my business. I'm in the passenger seat. I'm on my phone. Next thing you know, it's like, she pull up and she like, ah! She look over. She see me in there. She see him in there. She like, all right, bet.
That's for me?
Give it to her.
Oh.
She chased us the entire way to his house. I'm talking about.
She was pregnant at this point?
No, she had already had the baby. She like, you could see her like in the mirror, like swerving, going through cars, pull up next to us, looking the whole time, rolling her window down, bumping music. Putting her hair up and shit.
Ugh.
I just knew
were
right
you
there and there.
Scared when no but you're on the track team
scared.
You're actually a student athlete you have something to
but
lose.
I was actually
you
we,
have something to lose
no I wasn't even at school at this point. I came
y'all
to visit him like over the summer or some shit like that. But when we pulled up to the house, my nigga at the time had blocked me in the house and was like, please don't entertain this girl, go in the house. So she pulls up. She on that. She ready to fight. So I'm like, okay. So he blocked me in two cars where I could not get out. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, so she come up to the door. Get the fuck out the car, bitch. I'm finna beat your ass. And I'm just like, are you? So she's still talking. She's talking shit. So now I'm her and my nigga in the street fighting. He fighting her. So now I'm pissed off. Why the fuck you fighting her?
Right.
What the fuck y'all got going on? So I climb out the backseat window. Climb out the window. He over there.
Why you couldn't went out the door?
He blocked me in the car. Like,
oh,
he,
shit, you out the window, so bitch.
You couldn't open it.
No, I couldn't open it. So I had to go out the window. So yeah. I went out the window. I climbed out. I walk up to the street. And shit, we start swinging at each other. He pushed her. He pushed me. She fall. I stumble a little bit. He's like, get the fuck in the house now. So I'm like, okay. I go in the house.
He shouldn't grandma, even be pushing nobody.
Listen, his grandma in the house. She's like, what's going on? What's
not
going
the
on?
Granny.
Granny. She runs, she breaks loose from the nigga, runs to the crib, pushes the granny, trying to get to me.
Damn.
I'm like,
you don't push a nigga, granny.
What she did when he pushed her?
So every time it was me, it was on site. We never really got
that's
to
what we worry about.
She tried to fight me when she was pregnant. She tried to fight me like every time we seen each other.
She was
what
pregnant?
Is she doing
wait,
now?
Was she pregnant at this point?
She tried to fight me when
she
was
just
pregnant.
Had a baby.
No, the first time she tried to fight me because I pulled up.
I'm talking about the time you're talking about now.
No, she had already had the baby.
Okay,
when
so,
she was chasing
so him.
So,
yeah, we
understand.
That's too much. What city is this?
So he is originally from
no, what city did this happen?
What school?
We were in Alabama.
We're in Alabama.
That's some Alabama shit.
Where?
No, but he
from Mobile.
I bet it was
Mobile.
You know, I went to Alabama State.
Yeah.
It was Alabama State?
No.
Birmingham?
Where was it? Birmingham?
That sounds like some
was it Mobile?
I mean, I guess it don't really matter. He lost all his stuff all the time. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I went to JSU. I went to Jacksonville State University.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it took place at. Yeah. I ain't ashamed of that. Everybody know that damn story at this point.
You want to tell your last story about old boy?
What old boy? You got to ask a question about what you got a question about.
I mean, shit, it's all about the same shit. So
I got a question.
You just tell
what's
it.
What's her question? No, I'm...
Go ahead, ask your question.
Okay. How long is it that you can talk to somebody before you say that y'all was talking? Because I hate for a nigga to be like,
if y'all
yeah,
fuck,
I used
y'all
to talk,
talk
to her. Nigga, you
if
used to be in my DMs and you used to like a couple pictures and I used to say thank you. Don't tell nobody that we used to talk.
Yeah, that ain't
talk. But it depends on your status. Talk. Like, if they feel they need to tell about that, they gonna tell about that.
No, that's not the question.
That's clout chasing.
It depends on how you though. Look, man. They can't that, wait to pull up your IG and show their niggas who they the fuck they talk to.
That's not the question.
I think talking consists of...
We don't been
how
on
long?
Three or more dates. Yeah. Or three or more interactions. Say, you know what I'm saying?
Three or more dates or interactions?
Yeah. Like, y'all
now
talk.
Y'all talking.
Now,
yeah,
a hey is an interaction. Because
really,
you're spending your
that don't
money.
Count. A hey
yeah,
is not an interaction.
Because after the first time is we went on a date.
Okay.
Second time is kind of like, okay, we feeling each other out. Third time is like, shit, I think we kind of like talk now.
And now, are you trying to fuck her at this third little date?
No, we're trying to.
Hold on, hold on.
Y'all was trying to fuck on the first date.
But if she don't fuck you on the third date, are you done fucking with her?
No.
Nah, because like with
you
me, no. Nah.
Not you.
I don't remember. I don't recall.
No, not you. You do fucking recall.
Men like, will
like,
try to fuck as
like,
long as
me,
they're
like,
alive.
I'm a vibe person, you know what I'm saying? I go out my instinct. So if I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I need to invest my money and my time in this shit, I'm going to keep doing it because that's what I want to do. I ain't got no problem doing that. I ain't going to cut off. It's still friends, you know what I'm saying? I had a whole girl I talked to for a whole year. I ain't never smashed. It was just, you know what I'm saying?
That's why he talked to
she was just, you know what I'm saying? Girl. Link okay. up, date, you know what I'm saying? With the woo.
But you was like feeling her? Or y'all was just
she
friends?
She was cool.
Yeah, I was feeling her, but at the same time, it wasn't
was
no
rush.
You
trying to fuck her, she didn't want to fuck her.
It wasn't no rush, you know what I'm saying? Fuck her. That's
did you
basically.
Try to fuck her, though?
Nah, I ain't trying.
You never even brought it up to her. So you knew she was fucking a whole nother nigga that whole time, right?
I mean, shit, that's what it is. But guess
he was
what?
Fucking somebody else too.
I know, but it's different. It's different. It's different.
It's not. It's definitely not different.
Shit, a nigga who fucking with a bitch for a long time and don't get no pussy, and then next thing you know, you find out she fucking a whole nother nigga.
But
that ain't gonna bother you.
Because
let me clarify that. that wasn't the only person I was involved with at the time.
Yeah, but that never matters. It don't matter.
It do matter. It definitely do matter. Because just because I'm not getting anything from option D don't mean A, B, and C is not giving me nothing.
He said D like that was A, bitch. But you really like D, though. A, B, and C is just some pussy. But you really want to vibe with D.
It's a reason why they A, B, and C.
Timing is everything. Time is everything.
Okay, so three dates. Y'all talking.
Three dates, we talking.
What about you? Before you tell somebody, y'all talking.
And then, like, because I feel like between that, you know what I'm saying, three date time, we texting, we on the phone, like.
Okay. Playing iMessage games.
Yeah, we do. No, I don't do that shit.
You play iMessage games? What is the iMessage
game?
8-Ball. 8-Ball, Uno. I know a nigga that one time he was like, I'm kicking ass. I'm like, kicking ass and what? He like, Uno. I'm like, oh, okay. He was like, but on my phone. I'm like.
Wait, what is that? No, please.
You don't play iMessage games no more?
What? You the only nigga that play iMessage games. What's your gamer tag? What's your gamer tag?
I'm talking about shit on iMessage. I don't know what the gamer tag is.
I don't either. I'm talking shit. Oh. I know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
So like basketball game?
iMessage has some shit. Like, if you hit play, it'll bring up games. So you can play games with people.
Yeah, like your contacts.
So like you can play like 8-Ball and shit, like pool.
Yeah. You can play pool, you can play basketball.
I'm going to send you a request later.
You can play something else.
I don't like games.
Any?
But you play all of them, though.
You do. I'm trying to tell you.
But not the fucking board games where you can't win.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real games.
We can gamble on real life games.
I play games, but I don't really think
you be playing games, though. I really think you just.
I think it's real.
I think it's just real.
This is what it is. If you don't like it, fuck off. I feel that. They still want to play.
Feel that 100%.
They still want to play because they're not like, oh, it is what it is. They're like, I'm going to see how far I can get.
At least you know she won't.
Vanessa, no.
With her, know what I'm saying, it depends on where you at in life, though. So yeah. I feel like,
what does that mean?
Like, you know what I'm saying? You want what you want at certain points in
your
life.
Right.
Like, I'm 36. Well, I'm about to be 36 years old. So I got
What kind of face wash you use? You ain't got one pore on your fucking face.
Neutrogena men's wash.
Yeah, Neutrogena men's wash.
I knew they did better for the cocoa butter.
Then I might hit it with a black soap every now and then.
Okay, so I want to go back for what you said. Like, after the third date, that's when you consider yourself talking.
Right.
Okay, so for the woman, she may literally just be dating you just to get some food. So after the third date, I'm not about to
But niggas will know.
No, niggas don't know.
That's why I say I'm a vibe person. I go out the vibe.
I've definitely dated men for food.
Because that's why I say in between that time, you talking shit on the phone, texting.
Let me explain something. A real nigga knows, goddamn, from the conversation, man.
Conversation ruination.
I'm just over it. Just hear me out.
If she ain't give you no convo, goddamn, in between that time, that did.
If every time you talk to her, she tries to turn up to the music. No, check this out.
I had a lot of women,
you know, DM me and be like, sis, you giving up way too many gems. Stop putting these niggas on game about what the fuck we be having going on. Cause I dead ass be telling the truth.
Why you be doing that to us?
I just keep it real and I'm just a real ass nigga.
Why would you do that to us? Let me explain.
Every nigga do not know. Yeah, and that's every one thing. Let me tell y'all niggas something. You guys really assume that since y'all have certain things in you that you know you just will never do as a nigga, there are other niggas that's not like y'all.
They love doing that shit. They really will do what y'all think they're not out here doing. Be specific.
And
we know that.
Be specific.
Like paying a bitch rent 6 months ahead of time.
Okay? Or a nigga, listen, I'm saying there's niggas out here that's calling my Instagram that I don't know 20, 30 times at 3, 4 in the morning, 1 in the morning, in the afternoon, 10 in the morning, like, constantly. There's niggas out there that's doing that.
Yeah, we know
there's
that.
Niggas out here that's offering to pay bitches for them to eat you out. Like, I want to eat you out. I just want to eat your pussy. That's all I want to do. I'll give you $1,000. Give you $15. Please.
Yeah.
There's niggas out here that's like that, okay?
It's not niggas.
That's what I'm just trying to tell you, the different type of niggas that's out here.
We know that.
All right. And there are goofy ass niggas out here, too, which y'all got to understand.
This conversation make my allergies flare up.
There's goofy ass niggas that's out here. There's niggas who really just blind to the fact that you're the food nigga.
I definitely know.
And they're gonna go and they're gonna tell their friends that y'all are talking, and you like, why the fuck is you telling people I'm talking, nigga? I met you at STK, I met you at Chops, and I met you at House.
And you out every night.
And now we talking? We talking every day, but let me tell you why we talking every day. Hold on.
So we
talking
every
day because I need to keep you on my side for when I get hungry. Yes. I need to let you know, like, oh, I ain't going nowhere. I'm here. Yeah.
If you're 30 with a food nigga, you're a fucking peasant.
You're a fucking peasant.
If you're 30, oh, okay. If you're 30 with a food nigga, you're a fucking peasant.
If you're 30 with a food nigga,
you're poor.
If you're 30 with a food nigga,
you can't take care of yourself.
You crazy. Just that's what y'all not understanding. Just because a woman uses a nigga, yeah, I said it, uses a nigga. And just because a woman uses a nigga because he buying her food does not make her broke. Mm-hmm. She can have her own fucking money.
Let go of my drink.
But look, this goes back to the word of the day, comprehension. Yeah. Real niggas going...
the day word of the day?
Because this shit goes back to everything. Real niggas going to comprehend and know when he the food nigga. Like, he going to get the vibes. He going to know what I'm saying, get the memo. At the same time,
listen,
a lot of niggas gonna be like, oh yeah, she got them, we doing this, that.
Even if that be the case.
Cause like, a real nigga gonna know.
A nigga like me,
yeah.
A real nigga gonna know, and he ain't going no fucking where. Cause he gonna wanna be that food nigga. I wanna be the food nigga. Fuck it, I'm a food nigga. At least I'm in there.
It's certain nigga
I'm
like
in
that.
I'm in there, I'm a food nigga.
It's a lot of nigga like that.
Yeah, exactly. Your booty is not big enough to be talking this big, Jojo.
Her booty is just big enough.
I'm aware of all the different classes of niggas.
I ain't getting
there
on the yam cam, but.
Get on the yam cam, Jojo.
No,
her booty is just big enough.
Why are you yelling at me?
Cause don't come to her.
I appreciate having my back, period.
Don't do that again.
But yeah, that goes.
But seriously, it
niggas
has
don't
nothing
know how to
do
comprehend. That's all it is.
What I'm saying is a nigga. I'm every nigga's best friend. Okay, every nigga.
Cause you go.
Yeah. I can do everything. Whatever you want to do, everything that tickles
she can
your fancy.
Pop on a handstand.
Everything that tickles your
fancy. She can
fancy,
fill a hookah.
I can do that. So yes, a nigga is gonna want
to. No, she can do more than
be
that.
Around.
This girl is very intelligent, very intellectual.
She gonna do whatever.
I know
knows
that.
How to conversation. Knows how to conversation. Bitch, I'm done.
I'm getting out of my box.
Who you?
Yes.
What?
That's you like JoJo.
What?
You think JoJo cute?
JoJo bad as fuck.
Hello?
I was, you know, shit. Well,
I was just trying to throw that out there.
I'm saying, like, would you kiss JoJo?
Boy, you always trying to do some dumb shit.
I'm not saying hypothetically.
Well, if I want to kiss her, I'll tell her in private.
All right, shit. You know, that works. We appreciate that.
I seen it was a group of people. They had went out for a birthday dinner. It was like 25 people. Mm-hmm. And they got the police called on them because they didn't want to pay the bill because the restaurant told them they had to split it.
Right.
I mean, that they had to put it together. And they wanted to split it 25 different ways.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they like, why the fuck y'all can't? We got the money, but you got to take 25 different payments. And they like,
crazy.
They like, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that to me.
So what's happening with that? Like,
what was the question?
So the question was, is you listening or is you ain't listening?
I am listening. I'm listening with my ears.
Are you?
Yes.
It was a group of people, 25 people.
Yeah, 20. I know the story.
They went to a birthday dinner.
They wanted to split it and
they
got
the police called on
them.
Yeah.
Because the waiter didn't want to split the waiter didn't want to split the bill. He put it all on one. And so they like, fuck that. We got the money, but we playing 25 different ways. So you're going to have to just do that. So they got the police called on them. How do you feel about that situation?
I've never been at a 25 split dinner before.
I have. Multiple times.
Yeah.
But that shit sound
broke.
I wouldn't say broke because I've never been there before.
What does it sound? Because it doesn't sound broke to me either, but yeah. A lot of people I went through the comments and a lot of people were saying like, that's why I don't like going out with people like that, because they be broke. Y'all knew what y'all was getting to when y'all did
but
it.
If I ordered a goddamn salad, why the fuck am I paying $35 or
$50? No. What it is it's just the fucking most difficult fucking shit in the world, okay? Because I did this shit twice in my life.
Because
one for
you
me
was at work.
And one for my nigga. What? I had a birthday dinner for myself and a birthday dinner for my nigga. And it was a lot of people, but they had to put it on one tab, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here like I'm dead ass not finna be paying, you know, for everybody else's shit. I'm just not doing it. I'm not. So now we gotta go through the list. Who had this? Now seven people had shrimp, so now you gotta figure out who the seven people is. It really is some extra ass.
But don't
shit
you gotta
to figure it out?
Set that shit up beforehand.
My thing is why y'all won't? Why can't we split the payment?
Restaurants won't do that. The system's not set up to do that.
It is. They could do that. The system is. They just don't want to do that because it's just too extra. Which it is as a server, because I was both. I've been both before. So as a server, no, I do not want 25 forms of payment. That's cap.
Yeah.
And then as a guest, I'm not sitting here trying to see who literally out of 25 people who had what to pay it, and we not gonna go all in. Like, I would like for all my people to go in. Like, if my folks got it like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, we gonna calculate the bill. We gonna divide it by how many people was in here, and then that's what we gonna do. But then you got certain people.
You talking about when they call the police?
Yeah. But then you got certain people that's like, I'm not finna do that. I didn't even eat. I had 2 drinks.
Why'd you come out if you didn't?
Why wouldn't they be able to do that?
At the same time,
why wouldn't they be able to do that?
I feel like
because they didn't want to do the work.
You need to have an understanding of where the fuck you going to eat at too. Like, they need to have an understanding, like, this is a dinner party. Like, mm-hmm. everybody not going to be on the same thing. Like, and then it even get to a point where they can't break it down 25 times. Like, get to a certain amount where niggas, know what I'm saying, don't be on the same bill. But, shit, at the end of the day, you know what you sign up for. I'm having a birthday dinner, I'm not going to, know what I'm saying, no, okay, I can't break the bill down. And when I get there, I cause an uproar.
I've been a waitress since I was 16. And the bigger the party, and if they split it up each way, I make more money off them than I would if it were in one bill.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. I promise you, I make about twice as much.
But sometimes, like you said, sometimes the systems, I guess, they just won't allow you to.
Nah, they allow you to do it. Every POS system allows you to do that. They don't want to do that because
they want to
be lazy.
I mean, I've been a server since I was 16, too.
What POS system don't do that, sis?
I don't know.
I don't know what fuck POS is.
POS system is
where you put in. Have you ever took somebody's order and then you was like guest number 25?
No.
Exactly. So how are you going to split that check up with 25 people if you don't have...
Everybody gives me their card. As soon as they order, give me your card. Are you paying with this separately or are you paying with this
but
together?
But when you print it out, you got to print out exactly what each person had, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
So you just going to have...
So how if you don't have 25 guests
when it's
on
a group... Okay, so what I did when it was a group over...
We talking about
25. Even 5 people. Even after 5 people.
You can't compare that.
No, I'm not comparing anything. I'm not comparing right now. So if it was a group over 5 people, I'd be like, how are y'all splitting this check? I didn't assume that everybody was on one check. I said, how are you splitting this check? I would get everybody's card, and I would put in their name, this is what they're ordering. This is what they're ordering. This
you
is what they're ordering.
But you're not
at the beginning.
What you're not understanding
if it's a big
is,
group, if it's a big group, period, of course
listen,
I am.
There's 25 people, right?
Okay. Was on her.
Each guest
she should have asked.
No, listen. Each guest is on one.
No,
like, no,
she should have asked.
The first meal, that's one. The second meal, that's two. The third meal, that's three. That's four. That's five.
That's
six.
Crazy.
So now you have 25 checks individually. Some people's POS systems can't go up to 25 separate guests.
Of course.
Okay. So what are you, so is this
am I saying something that's different from what you're saying?
No. So is that screaming?
What I'm saying is if there's anybody over 5 in the group, I'm asking you how you're splitting this check.
It just depends on the POS.
So
I'm asking them if they're 5 or over, how are you splitting this check? Because I already know if a large group comes in, there's going to be differences in how they're paying for the check, okay?
Yeah.
Because that one person isn't going to want to pay for everybody, especially if it's over 5. Even if it's over 3, to be honest, they're going to be like, no, this is on that and that is on this. So what I'm going to ask is, how should I put this all in one check?
So
the answer
is screaming?
No.
Is this
thank
screaming?
You.
So who's wrong in this situation?
She's wrong. The waitress is wrong because she should ask.
It's not even her. It's the company. It's the whole restaurant. Like
it's her.
No, it's her.
But that's my opinion.
No, but I'm telling you what facts are because in the article.
It's my opinion. It doesn't matter what restaurant or what company I'm working for.
But you
if you come over
you
than
can't
5,
just get your
no
opinion
stop.
With no fact, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm
But
saying.
Okay, but you're asking. I'm telling you. It doesn't matter. Let me talk.
But at the same
can
time.
Can I talk? Can I have my
tight
opinion?
Let, finish.
Facts of your
let
opinion.
Me finish.
Tight, let her finish.
Let me finish.
Go ahead, please.
Like I said, if it's a group over five, okay, at 16, I would have asked, how are you guys paying for this? Is it all on one check? Period. So it doesn't leave that much work on me. I know what's good, and they know what's good, period.
I think she's going off of not of, like, a waitress eye, though, like, off of, like, common sense. Like, if you're coming with
it is a waitress eye, but it's very common sense. It's very common sense. If more than five people show up sitting at your table, all right, 25 people aren't on the same page. 10 people aren't on the same, 2 people aren't on the same page. But I ain't gonna try it with the 2. After 5, it's time for me to ask. And I've been a waitress since I was 16.
Well, shit, we appreciate the waitress, eye. Give me some.
But I also appreciate the common sense.
Well, shit,
that's her fault. That's her fault. She and then she gonna call the police? That's whack.
That's kind of a lot. Well, club.
That's whack. She should have been secured her bag. She didn't secure her bag.
Oh, yeah. Club really on the podcast, man. It's going to be launching.
She didn't secure her bag. So I don't know what y'all want me to do.
Yeah, she didn't secure her bag. Guess what? Because she went to my name. Like this. Club really on the podcast, man. Coming this week, man. DJ Pretty Butt Tank. Shout out to Big Homies Podcast, man.
Just
he using his Cut FM back. DJ voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We big FM over here.
Yeah.
FM down.
Yeah. You JoJo? Can catch me Fridays, 9 o'clock.
Period.
105.3 The Beat.
What's up?
Oh, 105.3 The Beat. We have talk. So what do you have, like, what kind of podcast are you going with for Club Real Atlanta?
Real Atlanta.
For me, like, you know, for years, since, like, 2015, folks been telling me, Tank, you need to do a podcast. You need to do this. You need to do that.
For what reasons?
Because they felt like I was, you know what I'm saying, that person to, like, bring the best out of people, the best questions, all that.
Okay.
But at the same time, if it ain't in my heart, I ain't gonna do it.
Right.
Like, because I ain't no half-assed person. So, with me being on Clubhouse, RIP Clubhouse, because that shit dead.
Why do you say that?
With me being on Clubhouse, yeah, it's definitely dead.
That is episode 57 of the Big Homie's House. We got Big Homie JoJo in the building.
Corner.
Again?
Yes.
Big Homie Vanessa in the building. You good?
Are you good?
I'm incredible.
Me too.
I ain't no vapes. Vapes last longer than hookahs.
She got that refilling right.
And they smell the same.
Refilling that motherfucker.
Oh, you
smoke the same. They smell the same. It's all good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what this is. Yeah, okay.
She ever been going through it.
Not more than hookah.
The Big Homie Tank in the building.
Hey, man.
You good?
Pretty Boy Tank.
I'm cool.
DJ Pretty Boy Tank.
I'm cool. Man.
Shit, I appreciate y'all fucking with the homies. This episode of the Big Homie's House, episode 57, is up.
57. Yes, sir.